You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and we're going to be listening to some bootleg blues and rock recordings, starting the set out with Eric Burden, recorded 1998 in Warsaw, Poland. We got to get out of this place.
When the sun refused to shine, Lord, you tell me there ain't no use in trying. No, no. I got a little girl and she's so pretty. And one thing I know is true. Lord, she could be dead before her time is due. Turning gray. I know he's been working.
plane and fly down to the Caribbean. Yeah. Ooh. Smoke a little weed. Let your body and your mind get higher. Thank you very much. Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I am the Moonshiner, and you're in the Bootlegger Shack.
Yeah.
was Mr. Big, which is Eric Martin's band from 1982 at the Warfield Theater in San Francisco, California, and they did Rock and Roll Over. Now we're going to listen to The Who perform A Man with Money, recorded in the mid to late 60s at the Westwood One BBC studio in London.
Changes in the military, fostered by the Clinton administration, have provided the opportunity to create an elite new fighting force. The Big K-1. Their mission? Nail Saddam Hussein.
Well, who does this, Nails, anyway?
You're quiet, soldier. Listen up, man. We'll be leaving for Baghdad from Fort Dix.
Ooh!
Let's go.
Roberta Flack, I love her.
We're here.
We're on fire.
We're flaming.
And going down.
Be with us again next time when the crack soldiers close in on Saddam.
Oh, no, stand. It's a good thing I wore my combat thong.
On the Big K-1.
Of Who Wants to Marry a Conjoined Twin and Homeless Idol comes a reality show so hot we may not even be able to show it. Average Ho. She's not looking for Mr. Right. She's looking for Mr. Right Now. She's got low self-esteem, no standards, and a booming sex drive. Watch as 25 guys, maybe even more at one time, take on a challenge of a lifetime.
I know my hoe. I figure I'll just give her a couple Red Bulls and vodka. Take one for the team, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Average Hoe.
Wow, these guys are great. I wish I could do, choose them all.
Tune in Thursday nights right after Extreme Midget Makeovers.
Is the tune we're going to send this along to the California State Lottery Commission. It's called Filthy Rich.
Something. your favorites.
Thank you. Ain't it all true?
That's right. Our schools win too.
All right. Having a great day out here today. Tom and I also be playing at Amy's Orchid Lounge tomorrow night.
That's right.
Late show.
One of our favorite players too, Rory Block.
Yeah.
It should be a lot of fun.
I played with her a few times. We got a tune right now. If you ever had it's hard to believe up here that you could, but way back when you ever had a bad day, you know, woke up and went, this day's, you know, just one of those days.
And so, that was Tom Ball and like Kenny this. Salton doing Filthy Rich. Recorded in 1973 at the Strawberry Music Festival in Yosemite, California. Next, we're going to hear Junior Kimbrough, I Cried Last Night. This comes off his 1998 Marshall County LP. Black Country Communion, The Battle for Hadrian's Wall. And that's from 2011 at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. Now we're going to listen to Ozark Mountain Daredevils. The song is called E.E. Lawson. It was recorded in 1975 at the Roxy in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, my throat.
Tony?
Yes, Ned?
Remember when you had to bring smelly old Irish priests into your house to rid loved ones of hideous demons like Beelzebub, Katzenberg, Obits, and Cher?
I sure do.
Tony, are you tired of pea stains on your Persians and pea soup splashed all over your ice-cold bedroom floor?
I sure am.
Well, your prayers have been answered.
No!
Here's the man with the machine that's turning heads all over Christendom.
Thank you, Ned, and hello, folks. Are you excited?
Yeah.
I'm excited. Let's not wait a second. Let me bring in our world-class discoverer and valedictorian of the Guadalajara Overnight School of Medicine, the inventor of the Devil Master, Dr. Bill Infirmo.
Thank you.
Bill, what yes. in the name of all that's holy possessed you to invent this infernal machine?
Well, as you know, Tony, everybody has one or two great thoughts, and mine was simple. We're all doomed.
Okay, bad dinker.
A good starting point. I think we can.
So, where do we go from here?
Well, then I had a second thought. I thought to myself that just because you're surrounded by evil doesn't mean you can't make some money from it.
Oh, I know. We can all agree with that, can't we? All right.
How does it work, Bill?
Well, Ned, unlike most demon expulsor machines, the Devil Master by Infirm Co. totally rotates the entire upper body while the head remains stationary.
Uh-huh.
Its eyes fixed on the money it's going to make. No, on the money you're going to make.
Wait a minute. Are you saying... Out, demons out, and in, profits in?
Yes, I am.
That's wonderful!
I think so, too. Now, boys, here's the best part. We have a young star here from, remember, Corn Cousins?
Here she is,
teenage vixen Esther Woodrosen.
Oh.
And she's working out on my Devil Master.
Ow, look at that body!
What's that?
Make your head spin!
I think that's Asphodel coming out of her orifices. No, stand back, boys. Roll up your pants.
Wait a minute. What's that?
We're doomed.
Let the Devil Master Exerciser GD send your credit card now to What Would Satan Say, WrestleMania, Minnesota.
Hey, believe this. This is Chris Robinson of the Black Crows, and I used to weigh 92 pounds. I was a cow, man. Then I got on the Slim Crash diet. Now I'm a deathly grim 48 pounds. It's great. The Slim Crash diet is so easy. I have a deep breath for breakfast, a deep breath for lunch, and a sensible Marlboro cigarette for dinner. The Slim Crash diet is fast, and look, no more shoving my fingers down my throat like they'd fit.
Slim Crash, the official diet of anorexic-looking rock bands like the Black Crows.
From the makers of the Keith Richards Nutra Heroin Diet, abuse as directed.
Rock line.
All right!
Stop!
Pat Travers snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine from 2009 at the Rockline Studios. Up next, we're going to listen to Uriah Heep from 2011, recorded at Enmore Theater in Sydney, Australia. And the song is called Free Me.
This next song will improve this one. Sydney, are you ready to sing a song with me? This next time I ask this question, I want to see if you can. Yeah, play the song. You don't even know the song. It's this one.
You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack, and we just heard Uriah Heep do Free Me, 2011 at the Enmore Theater in Sydney, Australia. And we're going to play this set out with a track from Chickenfoot, recorded 2009 at the Fillmore in Detroit, Michigan, Bad Motor Scooter.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.